You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
State of the States with US correspondent Jason Leopold.
Now we have our US correspondent Jason Leopold on the phone. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. So some big news this week was the Dakota Access Pipeline construction has stopped. What caused this?
Yes, that's. Certainly, I think that can be attributed to pressure by the protesters, by a number of different voices who were out there, and it was the key permit that the Army Corps of Engineers declined to give to grant to allow the construction of the pipeline to move forward. It's not over yet, though. So it's important to note that with the incoming Trump administration, you know, perhaps things could change there. The way it is right now, huge victory for the protesters, for people who gathered there, for the tribe who is raising concerns about building on their land. So that was big news. It seemed to kind of come out of nowhere. It was somewhat of a surprise. I don't know if anyone expected to hear this right now. But, you know, it got to the point where the Justice Department, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, was involved because these protests became very, very violent. We saw police and law enforcement use militarized tactics to dismantle encampments and the protesters, and so, or rather, to break up the protests, and so it became very apparent that that things were going to escalate, and this the cancellation, or rather the fact that the Army Corps of Engineers did not grant the permit, came on the heels of an announcement that veterans were heading out there to form a human wall to protect the protesters, and were essentially putting themselves on the line, their safety on the line, in order to continue doing that. So, there's still possibilities that that things can change. It's not completely over, but that key permit that they need from the federal government, from the Army Corps of Engineers, means that nothing's going to be happening anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just read about how the company behind the pipeline, Energy Transfer Partners, have now taken their case to the courts to try to get a permit for the construction. Do you think that they have a chance of getting this?
I think they do. I mean, it's not unusual for that to happen, for companies to to seek out relief through the judicial, process, the legal system. The government is often sued when it comes to actions such as this. So that's not a surprise, but it's certainly not anything that will happen in the near future. So there's, there's not a life or death matter. By the time it gets, through the courts, there could be a case where, many years could pass. It's not something that, is going to be heard immediately.
Mm. And so I've also read about how thousands of protesters are still at the site, even after the permit was denied, and also even though a tribal leader has told them to return home. And why do you think this is? Do you think that they're feeling skeptical of the positive outcome?
I think that there's definitely some skepticism about the outcome. I think there's also some fear about it being reversed when the new administration takes over. But I also think that there's a feeling of empowerment that their actions had a direct effect and impacted this, or led to the decision that was made. So rather than quickly disperse and kind of go home, I think there's a feeling of, let's continue our efforts for the cause. And that's what that certainly seems to be what's taking place out there.
Right, so just kind of a solidarity, a symbol of solidarity
exactly,
in a way.
Exactly.
Mm. And so you touched on the new administration. So moving on to that, Donald Trump and he's made some recent appointments this week. Can you talk me through some of these?
Yes, I mean, some of these appointments are concerning. There's Ben Carson, former presidential candidate, a person who himself has never held any or has held elected office. Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon who was selected by Trump to be the housing and urban development secretary. One thing that Trump has done is he seems to be aligning himself with a number of generals, military generals, people who Marine generals who he is handpicking for various positions in his administration, and that includes James Mattis for Secretary of Defense. And James Mattis was part of the very well respected general. Also had been involved in Afghanistan and Iraq, part of the whole counterinsurgency campaign that he worked on with General David Petraeus. And David Petraeus himself, who was a former CIA director under the Obama administration and had to resign because it was found he's a disgraced, I should say, former CIA director who was prosecuted, ultimately topped a plea for leaking classified information, or I shouldn't say leaking, turning over classified information to his mistress. That's a person that Trump is considering for Secretary of State. Today we heard the Oklahoma Attorney General for EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, a person that Donald Trump has picked who is no friend to environmentalists, aligns himself with the fossil fuel industry. So that's another pick right there. It's really shaping up to be a cabinet that he's choosing who... Oh, and I should also say General John Kelly. He was the former Marine General John Kelly, former commander of United States Southern Command. United States Southern Command, they had oversight of Guantanamo. And John Kelly, very, very outspoken, was harshly critical of Obama's efforts to close Guantanamo. And he was selected for the Department of Homeland Security. So, what we can see here, and I should also note that James Mattis, the pick for Secretary of Defense, he was very critical of the Obama administration's policies toward Iran. So, people who have been very vocal in their opposition to policies that the Obama administration has undertaken, have dissented from in terms of their have not gone along with falling in lockstep with the administration, have been very outspoken, and it seems that Donald Trump is looking for that. What we haven't seen yet, what we need to keep looking out for is Secretary of State. That's going to be a big pick right there. And then Attorney General which is Jeff Sessions, who civil rights groups have been very upset at that. At Donald Trump's selection of Jeff Sessions, a senator who also has been very vocal in opposition about certain policies and the way the administration has been policing civil rights.
Yeah, I definitely think that some of these appointments are pretty concerning. I mean, and I read the Washington Post pretty ruthless analysis of it this morning, basically saying that, no, he's not choosing people who have the right experience or the right expertise. He kind of seems to be making his choices based on criteria like who we've seen on Fox News or people who have praised him. So, yeah, which I feel like is possibly not the best criteria to make such important decisions on.
No, I mean, no, that's the worst decisions. I mean, he's looking for something. So it seems clear that experience doesn't matter to him. And look, you know, this is a man who has zero experience running government. I mean, you know, the response here has been, to some degree, concern would be an understatement. There's some fear. There's some fear about the choices that Donald Trump is making, and what our government will look like, what his administration will look like, how this will look when, or how relations will end up being with other countries, as these people are confirmed. So it's important to also note that his nominees for these positions have to go through a confirmation process in the Senate. They'll be asked some really, really tough questions, where they stand on issues, how they plan to, carry out certain policies. And part of that will also be carry out, America's standing in the world. How will they promote that? These nominees know that they're going to have to put down answers initially, because they'll have to put answers down on paper that, to send over, and then they'll be questioned, and they know that they have to say the right things. So they can, what they say and what they do, ultimately are far different. But yes, I think to your point, these are certainly nominees that Donald Trump is choosing that, experience doesn't matter. He's looking for a bunch of, tough men who have been, as I said, very vocal about President Obama, this administration's policies, and in some way, it's if you think about Donald Trump being a businessman, right, the way that he promotes his business acumen. And if this were, a company, and he's choosing people to help run his company, he's kind of looking for a bunch of yes men, and that's what he has so far.
Yeah, kind of terrifying. But thank you so much.
Terrifying to say the least.
Yeah, terrifying to say the least. Understatement. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us again this week, Jason. We'll be back with you next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.